This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A recent study supported by the National Institutes of Health has found that AI models analyzing social media language can predict the severity of depression in white Americans, but not in Black Americans. The researchers analyzed Facebook posts and found that words and phrases associated with depression were much more predictive of depression severity in white individuals compared to Black individuals. The study, co-authored by researchers from the University of Pennsylvania and NIDA, highlights the need for diverse data sets in developing AI models to avoid perpetuating healthcare disparities. Previous research has suggested that social media language can provide useful insights into mental health assessments. However, this study shows that there are demographic differences in the language used by people with depression. The study recruited 868 participants who identified as either Black or white. Models trained on Facebook language from white participants with self-reported depression performed well when tested on white participants, but performed poorly when tested on Black participants, and slightly better when tested on white participants. For white participants, increased use of first-person pronouns and negative emotion words correlated with higher depression severity. However, this correlation was absent in Black participants. White individuals also used different language to describe feelings of belonging, self-criticism, anxiety, self-deprecation, and despair as depression severity increased, but no such correlation was found for Black individuals. Language-based models show promise as personalized and affordable tools for screening mental health disorders. However, previous studies have not explored how race and ethnicity influence the relationship between depression and language expression. This study helps bridge that gap and challenges assumptions about the link between certain words and depression, particularly among Black participants. The study suggests that the current clinical practices may be less relevant to populations historically excluded from mental health research and highlights the importance of considering racial nuances in how mental health is expressed. Future studies should examine differences across other races and demographic features using various social media platforms. It is important to note that social media language and AI models cannot diagnose mental health disorders or replace psychologists or therapists. However, they show promise in aiding screening and informing personalized interventions. Many improvements are needed before integrating AI into research or clinical practice, and the use of diverse and representative data is crucial.